You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 81, Sugar Sugar by the Archies. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, I'm going to attempt the impossible, to give you background on a band that doesn't exist. We'll be taking a look at the Archies' 1969 hit single, Sugar Sugar, and seeing if there really is something sinister under that sweet candy coating. But first, let's find out a little bit more about the band that didn't exist, the Archies. The Archies' inspiration came from the comic books of the same name. Archie Andrews, Jughead Jones, Reggie Mantle, Betty Cooper, and Veronica Lodge, the lead characters from Riverdale High School, were making the jump from the printed page to the small screen, and Filmation, the company that was producing the animated series, asked Don Kirshner to be music supervisor. Don Kirshner had been involved with the music for another successful television band, The Monkees. Kirshner put together a group of talented studio musicians and hired Ron Dante to provide lead vocals. Ron Dante had been working with Kirshner since he was 16. At the age of 11, Dante fell out of a tree and broke his arm. When his doctor suggested that wrist exercises would strengthen that area's healing, his father bought him a guitar. A year later, Dante formed his own rock band called the Persuaders. And a few years after that, he began working at Alden Music for Kirshner. The Alden Music offices saw some of the best songwriting teams pass through its doors, like Jerry Goffin and Carole King, Barry Mann and Cynthia Whale, and Neil Sedaka and Howard Greenfield. Dante would sing on their demos and eventually began co-writing songs with them. When Kirshner asked Dante to sing anonymously on the songs for the fictional Archies band, Dante happily agreed. So, now, Kirshner had his band. All he needed were some songs. Kirshner hired Jeff Berry, who had produced much of the Monkees' music, to both write and produce the music for the Archies. The first Archies song, Bang Shang-a-Lang, did well, making it to number 22 on the Billboard charts. But the follow-up, Feelin' So Good, Scooby-Doo, didn't even crack the top 50. For the third single, Jeff Berry brought on singer Andy Kim to co-write the track. Andy Kim would have a number one hit single 5 years later with Rock Me Gently. With Jeff Berry producing and co-writing with Andy Kim and Ron Dante and a host of studio musicians, Kirshner's team was complete, and the Archies saw the release of their third single, which would stay at the top of the charts for 4 weeks in 1969, Sugar Sugar. Sugar. The song sounds like it's got a room full of vocalists, but in actuality, that was done with multi-track recording. The only vocalists on the song were Ron Dante and Tony Wine, and although Ron Dante appeared on the follow-up singles by the Archies, Tony Wine didn't, most likely because she wasn't paid royalties on a single that sold more than 3 million copies. I just can't believe the loveliness of loving you. I just can't believe it's true. I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too. I just can't believe it's true. Ah, sugar. During the bridge of the song, you'll hear Dante sing Pour a Little Sugar on Me, which was an innocent enough reference, the equivalent of a romantic Come Hither. The phrase inspired Def Leppard's 1987 single, Pour Some Sugar on Me, which takes it to a more sexual level.
When I kissed you, girl, I knew how sweet a kiss could be.
I know how sweet a kiss can be.
Like the summer sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
Sugar.
Sugar.
The popularity of the song was due in no small part to some unusual methods of distribution. In addition to the typical mediums like albums and singles, the song was delivered in another sweet tie-in as cut-out cardboard singles on the backs of breakfast cereal boxes. Let's see you do that with an MP3. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.